No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown, and on this Thursday, October 20th, we are in Waco, a place that is undergoing an extraordinary transformation at the moment. You might call it the Magnolia Effect. If you live in Waco, you know exactly what we're talking about. If you don't, well, you want to stay tuned. At bars and restaurants here last night, all eyes were on the big screens as the presidential debate played out. And judging from reactions, there were three moments that stopped people in their tracks. We'll be going deep on that as well. But first, another story, Dateline Texas, making national headlines today. And as it happens, it's a story centered in the very city from which we are broadcasting. Back on October 3rd, the coordinator of Baylor University's Title IX program resigned, alleging that the school had prevented her from adequately investigating cases. Those are charges Baylor denied. But after her resignation, she appeared in a CBS TV interview saying that a group of Baylor administrators, quoting here, made sure they were protecting the brand instead of our students, close quote. Well, late yesterday, the Civil Rights Office of the U.S. Department of Education announced it's opening an investigation into Baylor's handling of Title IX cases. Baylor says it plans to fully cooperate. Well, as you probably know, the university has been in the national spotlight over its handling of sexual assault allegations, including several involving athletes. The results of an investigation commissioned by the school's Board of Regents led to the firing of football coach Art Briles and the resignation of the school's president, Ken Starr. Now, that's the story everyone knows. But on campus, what's changed? With a white-hot spotlight trained on their school, how has the scandal and Baylor's reaction to it been felt by students?
Hey, I'm Megan Mitchell. I am a senior here at Baylor, and I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, I'm Jamarcus Ransom. I'm also a senior here at Baylor, and I'm originally from College Station, Texas.
I'm Daniel Thomas. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm a senior here at Baylor as well.
My name is Lindsay Bakke. I am from Port Barry, Louisiana, and I'm also a senior at Baylor.
Baylor, as most know, is a religiously affiliated school, and in a lot of media coverage, more than a few writers have suggested that social repression created a climate that was conducive, if not to sexual violence, then to looking the other way. As students, do you think that's fair?
I would definitely say it's unfair. I don't think you can specifically judge a university or any place in this world without specifically being there.
That's Megan talking here.
It's, yeah, Megan Mitchell from Atlanta, Georgia. But I feel like in everything in life, we want to jump out. If we see something going on, we're like, oh, we know exactly what's going on without, like, being in those shoes. And I feel like coming to Baylor for me from Atlanta, I was a little skeptical at first because it was so far from home. But as soon as I stepped onto campus, I felt welcomed. I felt that Christian atmosphere and just everyone was so welcoming. And like, I've built a new family here. Mm-hmm, and like, mm-hmm. I'm sad to go, but I'm excited because Baylor's just equipped me with so many skills and just opportunities.
How have things changed on campus in the past 5-6 months, do you think?
This is Lindsay. I think that something that has come out of this whole situation that has been positive for me is that we're talking about these difficult issues. And that's really given us an opportunity, I think, to tackle some of these things in light of our Christian mission. So, yes, this is our standard, but how do we address the issues when we may not be able to live up to that? Because as Christians, we may not always be able to live up to those goals. So I think that one big thing for me that has changed about Baylor in the past 5 months is that we are talking about sexual assault and how we can improve our processes, how to prevent it from happening. Daniel and I led an event for new students, our Title IX new student event, mm-hmm. and we taught them about bystander intervention, it was actually the third annual event. So I will say that that is something that Baylor has had in place even before this, but it was expanded so much because we were able to talk about some of these difficult things, even in terms that we wouldn't have used before.
There were a lot of people on the outside, I think especially a certain rather vocal alumni, who felt like, in a way, the fact that heads rolled was a little unfair, that people got a raw deal at the end of the day. You think that they're right?
I think in every situation, if something bad happens, there's always going to be one or two people that the blame's always going to be placed on them. I mean,
and Coach Briles, right? I mean, he's gone. Your president, who highly revered, important figure, not just at Baylor, but nationwide.
I met both of them several times, and they were just great men. I mean, I can't really talk in behalf of the football program because I wasn't there. I wasn't in it. I don't know exactly what happened within their what was said. And I can just look at it from the outside, though, and just, I mean, they're a great group of guys from the guys I've met. And, you know, there's always going to be blame placed on someone, and it just happened to be them. I mean, none of us are perfect. I mean, we're going to make mistakes here and there. And sometimes we just have to live up to our consequences. But sometimes I think it's just, as a Christian, we just need to pray for the situation and just pray for the people that are involved in it.
Are all of you comfortable with the way that the school handled it, or do you feel like the school could have been more proactive? Maybe some of the leaders at school, maybe some people in the administration. You all comfortable with the way that the school handled it as it was unfolding?
Well, I think this is Daniel, by the way. I mean, I think obviously when you look at the Pepper Hamilton report, and you look at what came out, nobody's sitting there thinking, oh man, I wish this hadn't come out. I mean,
this is the internal investigation you're referring to.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And you know, students were upset. They were, you know, sad about the things that were found, that there were, you know, victims who were not treated correctly by the university. That's something that most people do understand and take really seriously. So in that sense, I think people are, in a sense, happy that in a way that's come out, that's been dealt with. Now, as far as like how it's been dealt with and whether those things were all done correctly, I think students are hopeful that it has. I don't think we all have necessarily all the information that maybe we would wish we had. But, you know, it is my understanding, or at least that's the way it's been presented always, that, you know, a lot of this is due to the fact that there are confidentiality requirements based on the fact we're dealing with some very sensitive information, some very sensitive cases.
Yeah.
This is Lindsay, and I just want to add to what Daniel said. I think that our students are overall confused and hurt by what has happened at the university, but I am hopeful as well because I don't know if you had seen the press release that the Board of Regents released announcing kind of their pledge to more transparency and communication with all of their constituent groups, mm-hmm. And I think our students, like I said before, they love Baylor. They want the tools that they need to get behind Baylor and to stand up for Baylor. And I'm hopeful, or it is my hope, that in the future the board administration will give us the tools that we need to do that. Because regardless of the decisions or the actions that have been made in the past, I think it's really important for us to focus on doing things right today and tomorrow and to continue to do that into the future. And so I know that Baylor is, well, this has been a great opportunity to really refocus on why we're here and why we do the things that we do. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of strange to think of this as something that can be positive because it is such a horrible situation.
Do you feel that positivity right now, or are you still sort of in that mode of recovery?
So I think our students do need more time to heal, and I think as a student, speaking for myself, that I do need that time as well. Our provost, Greg Jones, always, he uses this imagery of hope rather than positivity. So within hope, we can take the time to mourn and heal, recognizing that it will get better in the future, whereas this positivity or this optimism kind of says everything's great now. But I think this idea of hopefulness is what we are feeling. We haven't lost our faith in Baylor.
You've all said such interesting things, and we're out of time. But I have to ask you about this, too, because a lot of people are saying or wondering what this ultimately means in the long run for Baylor. You'll all get out of here with a Baylor degree, and how people will reflect on what Baylor and the name means. Are you concerned about any of that?
This is Jamarcus. I feel like Baylor is an institution that is taking the necessary steps for us to recover and be stronger than we were before all of this happened. One thing that I've noticed is that a lot of us are ready to move on. We're ready to learn how we as students can contribute to the university doing this better, as well as our faculty and staff. I think a lot of them are ready to learn how they can help, and our alumni as well are just ready to move on. And I think that one thing that's been hard for me personally as a student and some of the students that I interact with is that it's hard to move on because every day it seems like there's something new in the media. And I think that it's hard, and I think it's easy from the outside. We understand that's people's jobs to put out articles, to put out new stories. But I think for us at this institution, it's hard for us to get the truth and to understand how we can contribute to our university getting better when every day there's something new from an outside source. So that's just something that I've noticed as a student, and I think speaking on Baylor in the future, that we will be able to recover and be stronger than we were before.
I definitely agree that, I mean, right now we're like on a roller coaster. We might be at the bottom now, but we're going to be going up. We're going up from here. And I know things will not always be perfect. We're going to have our faults here and there, but I just know Baylor's going to come out of all this stronger, and I'm proud to call myself a Baylor Bear.
That's Megan Mitchell, who is a Baylor senior. Lindsay Bakke is also a senior, Baylor student body president as well. Daniel Thomas, a senior and a student regent at Baylor, and Jamarcus Ransom, who is a student leader and a senior. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.